Okay, Yvette Stalen's recording Ron Coxall at Halsey Manor on the 22nd of July 2015. Thank you for doing the interview, Ron.
It's a pleasure.
Get your breath back.
I hope we'll find out.
Can we start with you telling me when and where you were born?
I was born in an air raid in 1941. I was born in North Yorkshire, next to an iron and steelworks, so the Germans were aiming for that. So I don't know if I came a little early because of that, but anyway, yes, February 1941.
Yeah, and whereabouts?
This was North Yorkshire, little village called Carlin Howe, just north of Whitby.
So tell me a bit about your parents, your family. What did they do?
Well, mother was just a mother. She didn't go out to work. She did some childminding and some housework at times for other people. Dad was a machinist in a factory. And that was about it. We did a lot of gardening and sold things at the door from the garden.
And yourself, your working life?
I started in life assurance. I was an underwriter in life assurance. That just meant really that I received medical histories from people and medical examination forms. Did that for 10 years. Then I went to college to become a teacher. And so I taught junior children. I didn't do that for too long, about 6 years, I suppose. And I worked for Sue Ryder, for the Sue Ryder organisation. Yeah, went all over the country for her. And then I went to mentally handicapped people. I worked with them for about 5 years. And then I discovered Australia. That was... Don't worry about Captain Cook. I discovered Australia in about 1988. And I gave up work in 1990 and became a full-time caller. And that's what I've been ever since, really.
So is that when folk first... How did it first come into your life?
Well, it first came into my life when I went to college to become a teacher. I met a friend there, and he was a folk dancer. So I started dancing with the Hitchin Staplers. That would be about 1970, I suppose. 69, 70. And really enjoyed it. Never wanted to be a caller. I enjoyed dancing so much, and I still really enjoy dancing.
So how did you get to be a caller?
I was asked to do it, really. I had always danced, you see, so country dancing came easy to me. I was sent as a 10-year-old to ballroom lessons. Dad could never dance, and he thought it was a good social asset, and you ought to be able to dance. You never know when you might need to. So I was sent, and yeah, I got medals for dancing, ballroom dancing. And so country dancing came easy. I was used to moving to music. And yeah, took it up. But why I started? Oh, a friend couldn't do a link club where people who are recovering from mental trouble went. And his wife came and put on the music for me, and since then I just haven't looked back.
So tell me about your career in calling then.
Well, of course, I was a club caller to start with, and I went to as many different clubs as possible. Staplers was a good club to join because it was a strong club, and yeah, they did lots of things. I demonstrated a little bit with them.
What do you mean by that?
We didn't demonstrate as such. Hitchin had Hitchin Gathering every year, and different clubs put on shows. They demonstrated something for the entertainment of other people, so that's what we did. So we learned to dance properly then. Yeah. But to me, dancing is just enjoying it, really. You've got to enjoy it, I think. So I try to engender a light and happy atmosphere. Just been in there with a crowd of children. bouncing around. Yeah.
So your career in calling started in Hitchin, and then what happened?
I moved because I got a job as a teacher, so I moved to Norfolk, danced in Norfolk, in Thetford, and started calling for the club occasionally.
Did you work with particular musicians or bands?
No, no, recorded music. But I went to sort of WIs and church do's and things like that, so that's where my basis was.
And what about in Australia?
I went to Australia and found country dance clubs there. And they were pleased to let me call.
Because and whereabouts was this?
Adelaide, basically. But I've been to Melbourne, and I call each year in Brisbane as well, and mainly Adelaide, though.
Do you still visit?
I go every year at the moment, while I can afford it. Yes, unfortunately, they don't pay my fare. They don't pay anything, but they do look after me and have special events for me. And yeah, they're lovely people.
So tell me about how Halsey came into your life.
Halsey came into my life through Cyril Jones. He had a regular holiday here in June, July time. And he was ill one year, had to go to hospital and asked if I would help out. And I was able to come for three of his days. So I came, and thereafter he asked me to come along and do it with him. So we shared. And then it became all mine.
So tell me about Cyril.
Cyril has been connected with Halsey for a very long time. He's now 98, and he was here last year on this holiday. He's not really able to call anymore. He does get up and dance. yes, he can no longer drive, so we don't see anything of him now. Yes, but I'm very grateful to him, because not only did he give me this holiday, he also gave me other holidays elsewhere that he ran. So, yeah, at the moment I'm doing about 7 different holidays. Week from Sunday to Friday. Sunday to Friday is nice because it leaves both weekends free, you see.
So where do you, what sort of places do you go to?
For the holidays?
Yes.
Derbyshire in Matlock. I go to Grange over Sands in the South Lakes, Sidmouth. Can't think of anything else at the moment. And Halsey. Halsey, I've been doing 2 holidays. We were asked, because our holidays were popular, we were asked to do another one in end of October, November time. So that's what we do. But this is the last one of this sort. The numbers have gone down. So we'll be here in October.
And what's that for?
Just a holiday. I look on it as a dance holiday, and I want people to enjoy themselves. We do some little more difficult dances in the morning, I think.
Such as?
We always do a session on Playford, because I do like to keep the old dances in vogue, and new dances, people like Gary Rudman, of course, who's very popular at the moment. Yeah, but mainly for people to have a good time. They need to be able to relax, I think, to be able to enjoy the music and really let themselves go. And so that's what I try and do.
And tell me about your first impressions of Halsey. Can you remember when you first came up this drive and saw the house?
Oh, I was so relieved. It was such a long way. Oh, so far away. That's its main problem for me. yes, but it's a lovely setting. And it's a lovely building. So it's a privilege to be here. Yeah. I always feel that it's been started by people who are so enthusiastic and knew such a lot, and I always feel that I'm just a newcomer and not really worthy to well, not to not be here, but I am pleased to be able to carry on.
And can you remember any particular incidents or stories that were amusing or?
Oh, not really. Yeah, except there was a year when it was a New Year party and we had a bug, and that was unfortunate. Yes, the floor was quite sparsely populated at times that holiday, which was a shame.
Were you affected?
No, I wasn't, which was very fortunate. Some members of the band were, but No, it was a shame.
So we can hear some noise outside. Can you tell me what this is about, what have you just been doing?
I think this is the students. We've been visited by about 50 students from Austria. And half of them have been in the grounds doing some sketching, and the other half have been doing some dancing with me. And then after an hour, they swapped over, so I've been jumping around for 2 hours.
So is this their first exposure to country dance, English country dance, do you think?
It certainly appeared so. I don't know if they've done any Austrian country dancing, but I don't think they've done any English country dancing. I'm not sure that they've got a full picture of English country dancing either, but I'm sure they could go and enjoy a barn dance now.
Yeah. They're certainly making a lot of noise and looking like they're having fun in there.
Yes, it was fun.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah.
Does me good. Makes me feel a lot younger than my 75 years.
So, Ron, if I was to ask you, what does Halsey mean to you?
I really can't say. It's somewhere to leave all my books and recordings after I die. Because there are always things for sale here, which are useful to new callers and dancers. So that's good. Yes, and it's a place to come and enjoy friends. That's what it means, really.
Thank you very much. Is there anything you wanted to share? We talked about possibility of playing something or singing something or, I don't know, or just...
I don't really sing.
Okay.
No, I can't think of anything.
No, yeah. That's fine. And what about your favourite dance? What do you love calling?
Well, favourite dances. I like dances with lovely tunes, of course. And with Rod, I can always discuss the tunes and make sure he's enjoying it as well. He's so good to work with, Rod. If I pull out a dance, he can usually just play it for me, which is wonderful. And I like a lot of the old dances, like Orleans Baffled we've done today. It's a lovely tune.
Say that again.
Orleans Baffled.
Okay, yeah.
It's a playful dance.
Yes, yeah. Lovely.
And there are a lot of patchwork dances I like. There's so many dances I do like, But it's frustrating when I can't get on the floor. I enjoy calling and dancing at the same time, you see.
Is that possible?
Yes. I find it easier, usually, because you can feel what comes next. You don't have to remember what comes next. Mm-hmm. You can feel one movement flow into another, and it tends to be easier to call.
Terrific.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of anything else to tell you.
Well, you've been great, Ron. Thank you so much for taking part in our project. It's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think that's the most I've spoken all week.